All right, if you're just tuning in for the second date, I probably need to apologize.
Yeah.
Because an incident happened in the first part there where I got so upset I had to leave the room.
Yeah.
And it's not because of anything our listener Michelle did. She sounds lovely, actually.
Yeah, she does.
And she met a guy at a laundromat when the change machine happened to be broken. It's just that I've been so jaded by this show. Like, I've heard so many of these cheesy, rom-commy love stories on the second dates, and I just don't buy it anymore.
Oh, Jeff, you gotta still have faith in love.
Bro. Hope is important in life,
I know,
you know?
But it's especially whenever we call a guy, because we'll call them, it turns out, oh, they set up some elaborate, like, shady scheme to trick women into thinking that they've had this romantic chance encounter, and then they manipulate their emotions to slide into their DMs, and next thing you know, he's spending the night not calling her back, which, surprise, he did.
Yeah,
and his name is Ryder.
Okay.
So, no surprise there.
There are a lot of red flags here. I understand, but I'm just pushing by them. I'm looking at the positive.
You're cool
Jeffrey.
With men manipulating women just to sleep with them. That's what you're saying.
Well, as long as the women are okay being manipulated,
all right.
I suppose.
Brooke is pro manipulation.
I am not.
But anyway, I'm sorry, Michelle, for getting so heated. I want good things to happen for you.
Thank you.
No, it's not. I genuinely want good things to happen for you. I'm just worried because whenever we do calls like this, there's always some weird thing that the guy has in his back pocket.
Yeah.
It's like he's done this 20 times over the last
week.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. She's the one that invited this guy to her house. He didn't invite her over.
All you need is for it to work one time, for them to have one genuine connection and find love. And that's what we're here for, Jeff.
Okay, no,
that's a lot of pressure.
I know.
It is one in a million.
We're just going for a second date,
yeah.
So don't worry.
Okay. So I am sorry, Michelle, okay?
No, I am sorry that I triggered you in a very specific way.
Yeah. Very specific. In the laundromat way. Michelle, do you think he's not calling you back just because he's a one and done type of dude or what?
I hope not, because I feel like I have pretty good instincts in that way. Mm-hmm. And this felt so genuine. I'd have to reexamine everything that I already know about men. Do you know what I mean?
Well, all I know is that you're either going to be calling a psychologist after this, or I'm probably going to have to go to one, depending on what he says.
That should probably happen anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like it, actually.
I guess I do need to talk to someone.
Not very stable around here, Jeff.
All right, but let's knock this out first. I'm going to dial Ryder's phone number. You ready?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Ryder, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Ryder. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk with us?
You're from what?
Radio show.
Who are you?
I'm Brooke. I'm here, too. And Jose is also here.
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
We are a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay, yeah.
I just got to say, Ryder, you have a very masculine, manly voice.
What?
Did you forget your meds this morning or something?
You're all over the place, Jeffrey.
I'm trying to get to know Ryder a little bit because I have something very intimate to ask you and I want to build good rapport.
Why would you say it that way?
I kind of want to leave now.
Hey, this is weird.
Ryder, it's not that weird. It's something we do on our show all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we're doing here is called a second date. That's where if you go on a date with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll call the person to try and figure out why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So someone emailed us about you.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Been on any dates lately, bro?
I know. Just even that okay sounds like you have a couple of options that came to mind.
Do you remember going on a date with a woman named Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
You met Michelle at the laundromat, and that was cool. That was good.
Yeah, Michelle told us about how it all played out.
Did she tell you all of it?
Well, she told us what she knew from her perspective, that you guys met when the laundry change machine wasn't working.
Fine.
Okay.
Oh, that was fine.
You
huh?
spotted her 2 extra quarters for her laundry and said that she owed you a beer. So you guys went out and got a beer.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're wondering why you're not calling Michelle back after you guys spent the night together.
Yeah, it was a strange happening.
What was strange about it?
So I slept over, and then, I don't know, it was around like maybe 1:30 or so.
Uh-huh.
I wake up, and I'm just getting like pummeled.
What do you mean pummeled?
Pummeled, like punched?
Like she had a boyfriend that walked in or something?
Oh, wow.
No, like... She's, like, tossing elbows.
Aggressive sleeper?
What do you mean?
Bad dream?
She's just like smashing me with her elbows.
Okay.
While you're sleeping?
While I'm sleeping, and then I wake up, and like two or three times, she just smashed me with her elbows.
Oh.
And I was just like, ah, what are you doing? Stop. And then she just sat straight up, and she just like looks me straight in the eyes, and she just says, you get what you deserve.
What?
What?
Wait, she was awake? I thought she was just like sleeping and doing this in her sleep.
Yeah, and then I started like reacting vocally, and she just hits me with, you get what you deserve, and then just like relaxes and passes back out.
Oh my God. Why would she say that?
I don't know, man. I just got out of there.
Yeah.
Don't you want to like ask her like why she did that to you?
Not really.
You're scared of her.
Yeah, I don't know if she's got some issues going on or something, or if that's just like what she's into and she just brings people back and then beats them up. But
oh, so you think that she was hitting you on purpose?
I don't know.
Maybe I was wrong about this whole call. Maybe the creep isn't Ryder. Maybe the creep's Michelle.
Uh-oh, Jeffrey.
But there was a creep for you,
yeah,
Jeffrey.
Well, you know what?
Someone's creepy here.
Let's find out, because Ryder, I need to tell you that Michelle's actually been on the other line listening, and she heard everything that you said.
What are you talking about? No, she's not.
No, she is. She's actually been on the other line. Michelle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
God, you sound so sweet.
I mean, I don't remember any of that. Like, I'm so sorry if I hurt you. But also, like, why didn't you tell me that? Why didn't you wake me up?
It sounds like he did. I mean, Ryder, were her eyes open when she said that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
like,
was
sometimes
creepy.
It seems like I'm awake, but I'm actually fully asleep. I have no memory of this.
Mm.
That feels so crazy.
I don't know if that would hold up in a court of law.
I mean, I don't know if that freaks me out more, that you don't know if you're awake or not. I mean, like, what else can you do in your sleep?
Yeah!
I have never hit anyone, to my knowledge, in my sleep before, and I do not think it, I hope it will never happen again.
Uh-oh.
But, like, also, you should have texted me and been like, hey, remember when you hit me in your sleep? And then I would have been like, no.
What? No.
No.
Like, maybe you should have communicated.
Yeah,
no,
Michelle, I don't think we can victim blame on this one. I don't think that's his fault.
Why didn't you ask me why I beat you up?
Yeah, I mean, when I said you get what you deserve, like...
Yeah, maybe there's something deeper here that you don't even know about, Michelle, because you said you get what you deserve.
I was probably dreaming about an ex or something. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's not making the situation better, Michelle.
Yeah. How many exes have you beat up?
Yes.
None, but I have wanted to, of course.
Man.
I mean, Ryder, you've got to believe her, right? She sounds so sincere.
This feels insane, like somebody telling me that I did this. Like, again, like, I apologize, but also, like, don't you think you're blowing this a little bit out of proportion? Like, come on.
You hit me, like, right in the eye.
He's scarred.
I mean, it's not like you got a black eye or anything, right, Ryder?
Are you blind in that eye now?
No, it wasn't that bad, but it still, like, hurt a bunch.
No, I'm sure it was really scary, and I am so sorry. Do you forgive me?
I mean, I'm not sure if I can, like, trust you if I sleep over again or something, you know?
Maybe wear a helmet in bed.
Yeah, a football helmet.
No, but for real, Ryder, think about it. You guys, I mean, you had a real connection with her, right? Like, your plan was to go on another date prior to the elbow to the eyes.
Well, I don't know about that, but at least hook up again.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that's romantic.
Well,
in that case, I would like to offer you, Ryder, to go on another date with Michelle, and we'll pay for it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Is that a yes?
What
does that mean? You want to do it?
I guess.
What are you having, like, a day lunch?
You know what? Honestly, it feels like you're bribing him to date me, and that feels awful.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of the whole point of the segment. I mean, I don't know.
We always offer to pay. It's not just this situation.
Yeah, but the way he said yes to that just to get, like, a free lunch is, like, I don't know. That feels bad.
So you don't want a date now? Is that what you're saying, Michelle?
It sort of seems like he's kind of a wussy if he can't handle this. I'm not a big person, you know?
I'm sorry I didn't fight you when you were asleep.
I don't think that's
me too.
Sorry I didn't sleep fight you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll take lunch for two if that's option.
No, Ryder, that's not how it works, man. So I'm sorry. No second date for either of you, but it sounds like, Michelle, you didn't want one anyway now, so.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I enjoyed our time together. I'm sorry you're missing out on more of me.
All right, well, have a good one.
All right. You see, this is how love should go. Severe disappointment and just a teensy bit of physical assault.
Oh, my God. Now it's back to normal.
There we go. I love it.